downtown to do a show. We have two necessities, Charlie Mack and our limo. Inspired by suckers and he's loved by kids. Pay attention and let me tell you who Charlie Mack is. Here's our homeboy from around the block. He's regarded through the city as a hip-hop cop. Height about 6'6", weight about 290. Everywhere I go, Charlie Mack is right behind me. He never laughs, never smiles, no sweats. He doesn't break arms or legs, only spines or necks. He once killed a man because he would not let go of his ego. Apollo Creed is a sucker, Charlie Mack could be Drago. Charlie Mack and he's the first out the limo. I guess you're wondering why he's the first out the limo. Yo, let me give you this bit of info so you'll know the things that Charlie can do, and you'll know every single reason why he's down with the crew. The limo picks us up about a 6:30 with the radio blasting our latest hit. It's me, Jeff, Freddie Rock, Omar, and JL. Charlie Mack is up front as we depart the hotel. First, we cause chaos throughout the city streets, then maybe stop at Burger King for a bite to eat. And if somebody gets stupid while we're in the place, Charlie cancels his order and bites off their face. He's not a troublemaker, in fact, he's a trouble breaker. And if somebody gets dumb, well, it'll only take a second or two. After some fool snaps, law and order is restored by my hero, Charlie Mack. We'll hop into the limo and head for the jam. Charlie cracks all the knuckles on both of his hands. And when we pull up to the show, the routine is unrehearsed. It's just natural that we let Charlie hop out first. He clears the crowd without saying a word, man. That's the loudest silence I've ever heard. A lot of times guys test him by trying to bug. He just leaves ring imprints all over their mugs. He's a Terminator, a Hercules of sorts. Man, hell with chess, he likes physical sports. You may not have known before, but now you know the reason why Charlie Mack is the first out the limo.